Okay, today is Shkalim Daf Chaf Beis. It's the last daf in Maseches Shkalim, and let's talk about the concept of consistency, the concept of, not even consistency, but tadir, more consistent and more common. Tadir v'she'inu tadir. The Gemara brings this up here on Daf Chaf Beis and Aleph, where the Gemara discusses where one has a shear of Shabbos and a shear of Rosh Chodesh. Which comes first? The Gemara says the shear of Rosh Chodesh comes first. Why? L'farsamo u'lohudia shehu Rosh Chodesh. But then the Gemara goes into, if you have the karbanos, the karban musaf of Shabbos, and the karban musaf of Rosh Chodesh, we know that Allah is musaf Shabbos is kodem. Because kol tadir mechaveiro, kodem es chaveiro. Whichever is more common, that's what we do first. And that is why let's say if somebody says two shir shal yoms, first the shir shal yom of weekday comes before the shir shal yom of Rosh Chodesh, maftir, we say tadir unless we want to have a specific haftorah from the maftir. But anyway, there's a principle that comes up, tadir kodim, as we know. When it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, we say ritzeh before we say yalav yavo. This is the principle. So that's what we're going to talk about today, a little bit of the importance and the svara, why that is. Why? Just because something is more common, does it go first? And what is the significance of that? So the source of this is the Mishnah Maseches Zvachim on Daf Pei Tes, where the Mishnah says, the carbon tamid comes before the carbon musaf, because it's tadir, it's the most tadir. Musvei Rosh Shabbos, kodim l'musvei Rosh Chodesh, that's our Gemara. Musvei Rosh Chodesh kodim l'musvei Rosh Hashanah, sh'ne'emar milvad olas haboker, asher l'olas hatamid ta'asu es elas. So that's the principle of tadir. The Gemara, the next daf in Zvachim, daf Sadi, asks the following question, Ibailuhu, tadir u'mikudash, eza mehem kodim. How strong is the yisod of tadir? Meaning, what if you have tadir versus mekudash? You have a carbon that's more kadosh, but the one that's less kadosh is more tadir. Tadir kodem ishum to tadir. Do you say tadir comes first because it still is tadir? Odima mekudash kodem to kadosh. Right, so which is it? So the Gemara does not answer that question. And amazingly, if you look in the Rambam, Menuchos Tmidin Musaf and Perek Tes Halacha Beis, he gives you a choice. He gives you a choice. Hayalafan of tadir mekudash yaktim ezemeim sheyirtze. So tadir is so strong that it could even stand up to mekudash. Right, so why is that? Something that's more sanctified, like more mekudash, we understand why that should become first. But why? How does tadir even gain that level? Rav Asher Weissen, Bamidbar, and Simon Samachalov also has an interesting question. What if you have something that's done more times, but it's done all together? Right? It's not spread out. Well, yeah, something that's done less time, so it's more spread out over the years. So, for example, Barchi Nafshi and L'David, right? Which comes first? Because L'David is more times. L'David, you say more times, but, you know, you say it all the way from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Hoshana Rabbah. But Barchi Nafshi is spread out over the year. Yesh la'ayin b'din tadir ma'adin kasher mitzvah achas noheges b'yoser zman ach mitzvah acheres miskayemes yoser pa'amim b'pacho zmanim. Ezem e'en achsheves tadir. V'niri says, d'nechel gubaz e'achronim, because of machlokes. Of course, from the Mate Ephraim, then on Rosh Chodesh, you see Baruch Hinafshi first, because Baruch Hinafshi, his tadir comes up on every Rosh Chodesh, even though the Lodavid has said more times, right? Or, and he says from the Shagas Aryeh, that Birchas Hamazon comes before Sfiras HaOmer. Because that comes up every Shabbos and Yantav. Kamasudas Fave Yoser mi Memtes Yimea Sfira. That's more than 49 days of Sfira. If you count every Shabbos and Yantav. Mashba, without that, Sfira Saomer would be Tadir. Right? Even though Berchas HaMazon is Zog every Shabbos. Okay, so he says maybe that's an interesting machlokas. What's the Nekudas of machlokas there regarding what would be called Tadir? And also just related to this, we know the Karbat Tamid is the most tadir item in the entire world, and that it's every single day. And we know one of the five tragedies that happened on Shavuot Batamuz was that the Tamid stopped. So that somehow signifies a national calamity. Or is that just a symbol of all avoda, or is that something specific to the Karbat Tamid that that somehow captures a message of Am Yisrael, that when we lose that is tragic. So what is so special about Tadir, which our Gemara talks about? So the simple interpretation, which is the interpretation, and that is Tadir symbolizes Kvius. It symbolizes consistency. We know the famous Medrash that we're not sure where the Medrash is, but it's the Medrash at the beginning of the Sefer HaKosev in the Ein Yaakov, where he talks about what is the most inclusive pasuk in the entire Torah. So the Medrash tells us, Ben Zoma Omer Matzinu Pasuk Kolo Yosef, Vehu Shema Yisrael. Ben Zoma says Shema. Ben Nanas Omer Matzinu Pasuk Kolo Yosef, Vehu Abderecha Kamocha. Shimon Ben Pazi Omer Matzinu Pasuk Kolo Yosef, Vehu Asakev Zachot Haseva Boker Vigumir. Amar Rebbe Ploni Aragla Amar Halacha Kiben Pazi. Kidachsiv Kochal Sher Nimaro Sveva Sadas Kalim Mishkan Vechulu. Shimon Ben Pazi says the most kolel pasik is Ezakev Zachad. So why is that so defining? How does that connect, that Tadiris? So we mentioned in the past the thought of the Shemen Atov in his Sefer on Moadim, where he talks about where Yitzchak Avinu went after the Akedah. Where'd he go? Yitzchak disappears. So in the Medrash it says he went to Shem Ve'Ever, right, where all biblical figures that disappear in Sefer Bereishis end up. Based Medrash of Shem Ve'Ever, or Shem. And the question is, asked the Shemen Atov, Mishikfar Ola Ala Mizbeach, V'Nasa Ola Temima, Umuchan Lihishachi, L'Rason Hashem, someone who was ready to give his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adayin Sarach Leilich L'Chedro Shal Shem Lomod, what does he still have to learn? What does he still have to learn? He was ready to give his life. He still had to go to the Beis Medrash to learn. And what's the answer? Says the Shemen Atov, it's somewhat easier to die Al Kiddush Hashem. The challenge of life is to live Al Kiddush Hashem. Every single day. Tmidis kol rega v'regya. V'zeo delichyos l'kiddush Hashem kashiv etzorach Torah miyuchedes milamus Al Kiddush Hashem. V'chai bohem v'lo sheyamas bohem. That's what life's about. Life's not about the one-time, momentary, amazing, achieving something. But it's about every single day. Every single day, day in, day out, that is what is crucial. That's our pasuk. It's consistency. The focus of Avodas Hashem is not just about the unusual and the extraordinary, but the ordinary and the typical. Because that's what affects us. Rabbi Steinsaltz in his Sefer in Chaye Olam, he talks about Vayera and Chayesara, back to back. Vayera is, you have Malachim coming to visit Avraham Avinu. You have Akedas Yitzchak. You have all these amazing events. And then you have Chayesara, which is getting married and burying a wife. Things that happen in the world. That's what life's about. Life's the balance of this, but again, what quantitatively, as we'll see, affects us is that day to day. It's that day to day. That's what we have to make sure that we're involved in. If you look in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, we know Rabbi Shubin Levi tells us in the sixth parak, right, the Brisa, that a baskel goes out from Har Chorev every day. Umachrezes ve'omeres, oy lohem lebrios me'albona shel Torah. Woe to the brios, because the Torah is embarrassed. Shekol mi she'eino osik b'Torah. If anyone is not osik b'Torah, nikra nazuf. He's called nazuf. He's called pushed aside. V'chulu v'chulu. If you look in the exact parallel, the girsa in the Kala Rabasi, one of the Maseches Ketanos, also has this line about Rav Shimon Levi, but it doesn't say Kala osik b'Talmud Torah. Kol mi she'eino tadir b'Talmud Torah. Nikra Nazuf Shinemar, and he quotes the pasuk. So it's about being tadir in Talmud Torah, right? Or the language of the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, as we know. The questions that we're going to be asked, Nazata Vatata Bemuna, Kavata Itim LaTorah. It doesn't say Lamadta Itim, right? Kavata, were you Koveya Itim LaTorah? Did you set times for Torah? Because the setting of the times, the day in, the day out, the daily, the learning things, Yomi, that is what is so crucial. So that is Tadir v'sheino Tadir. What makes Tadir so important? Step one is that it is the consistency, which is so basic to our Avodas Hashem. Right? It's not just about the total result quantity, but it is the consistency. That's step one. But then we get to step two. What does consistency do? Why is it so important? Why can't I learn the same amount? One day a week I'll learn 5 hours. Instead of every day I'll learn 1 hour. Why is the latter, right, more defining? So the Rambam tells us in the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah tells us there, Hakol lefi rov ha-maisa. Everything goes by the rov ha-maisa, the rov of the actions that are that are being done. So what does that mean? So says the Rambam, Elafi rov mispar maisa vizeh, shahama alos amnam yusku bekafol maasehato pamerabos. Certain levels of avodas Hashem will be reached only by doing an action over and over again. Ubazeh yusaka kinyan. That's how the kinyan Torah is going to be fulfilled. Lo b'sheyase ha'adam maaseh echad gadol mimaaseh tov. It's not a one-time amazing great event. Shebazeh levada lo yusak kinyan. I'm not going to achieve it through that. That's not how I'm going to be able to achieve it. Mashalzeh sha'adam imitin lemisharoi elav dinar. If somebody finds an ani who deserves 1,000 dinar, matim to have 1,000 dinar. Shebepam achas ule ish echad. That's a great mitzvah. And for the ani, it's going to make a big difference. But for the giver, for the ba'al tzedaka, so one act of 1,000 dinar is not going to make as much of a difference as the other choice you have. Lo tusag lo malas hanadivas bazeh hamaseh ho echad agadol kemoshe tusag lamisha yisnadev elef pa'amim be'elef dinar. If I give 1,000 dinar, 1 dinar at a time to 1,000 different people. V'itin kol dinar mehem al tzad hanadivas. That's going to affect me more. Lefi shezeh yikafel al yado maaseh hanadivus elef pa'amim v'yusak kinyan chazak. That's going to have more of a hisorus for the person because it goes by the event. That's lefi rov hamaaseh v'zeh pamachas belvad hitora hanefesh hisorus gedola l'maaseh hatov. The first person who gave 1,000 to one person, he had a tremendous hisorus, but it's just once. V'yachar kein paskem izeh, and then it stops. V'chein b'Torah, and also in Torah says the Rambam, Ein schar misha pada asir b'meya dinar, o nasan stuka la'ani b'meya dinar, shayudai machsoro, kemo misha pada asara asirim, o hishlim chisaron asaraniim, any mitzvah that you do. If you're a pode, 10 asirim, 10 people who are captured for 10 each, that's different than being pode 1 for 100. Ulazet takish, and that's what you could take to all of the mitzvahs in the world. V'zeu inyan amro lefi rov ha-ma'aseh avolo al-pi ha-ma'aseh. According to rov ha-ma'aseh, not based on the largest of the act itself. And that's exactly what the Chinuch says over and over and over again throughout his commentary, right? The Chinuch, in just one example, or maybe two examples, the Chinuch and Mitzvah Tezayin, right? He talks about the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Misharshi Mitzvah, Lizkar Nisei Mitzrayim. To remember the Nisim, Kamosha Kasavnu, Vegamze Gizom and Asharash and Izkar, Shein Kavod the B'nai Malachim. Right, the context of the Mitzvah here is breaking the bones of the current Pesach. You're not allowed to break the bones. Why? Shein Kavod the B'nai Malachim, V'yoatse Aretz, L'garer Ha'atzamos, L'shabran Kiklavim. Breaking the bones, eating in a ravenous way, you know, That's not a way for a melech to eat. That's not a way for somebody who's refined to eat. Yeah, there's a day in Tosfos and Maseches Pesachim on Daf Ayin that says maybe this is a dindra banan, that there's a dindra banan of ne'echal ala sova that's also to help us not break the bones. But the Chinuch has a different idea, just not breaking the bones per se. What's crucial about that, right? Because how we eat affects us and reflects something about us. Lo yos lasos kacha kim la'aniyeh ha'amar re'evim v'yalkein b'tchilas bo'enu liyos skulas kol ha'amim. Right when we became a nation, mamlechas kohen v'am kadosh u'b'kal shana v'shana v'oso hazman. Every year at that time, ro'i lanu lasos ma'asim hamar imlan banu hamayla gdola sha'aleinu la b'osa shah. Umitov, here's his key line. We show, we reflect, but then that itself causes. Umitov hamase vahadimyon, shanachnu osim, nikva benafshosenu hadavar lolam. Through the maisa, through what we do, it affects us. It affects our souls. Right? Exactly what the Rambam tells us. Ha'kolafi rov hamase. The more we do, the more it affects us. Says the chinuch achareya pu'ulos, Nimshachos halavavos. The more we do something, the more it shapes us. Or the Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadik Tes, Mitzvah 99. Talking about the special Big Day Kahuna. Right, the Rambam, as we know, against the Ramban. The Rambam counts a separate mitzvah, I think it's an Aseh Lamed Gimel, of wearing the Big Day Kahuna. The Ramban thinks it's just a Hechsher Avoda. You shouldn't count it as a separate mitzvah, but the Sefer Chinuch always follows, maybe with one exception, follows the Rambam. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, Mishorji HaMitzvah, HaYisod HaKavu Alanu, Ki Adam Nif'al, Lefi Pu'ulosav. We follow after our actions. We are affected by our actions. Vashliach hamachaper, the shliach, meaning the kohen, tzorach lahatvis kol machshavoso v'kavanoso el avoda. We have to try to focus our entire machshava to the avoda that we're trying to do. Al kain ra'ui lehislabesh begadim yuchadim elaha. If we want to have tremendous kavana, you know what's going to help us? What we wear. Because when we look around at our bodies, miyad yehi nizkar umisorer belibo lifnei mihu oved, I will remember in my heart who I am serving. Vizek ke'ein tefillin, similar to tefillin, shenitztavu akol aniyach miksas aguf. We are commanded to put tefillin on our bodies. Sheyilzikar machsheves hechsher, because tefillin affect us. Tefillin affect us. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, that when a person wears tefillin, he is a anav, a yirei shamayim. He's not nimshach, l'schok, u'bitol. Let me just read the Rambam, because it's so beautiful that I can't say it better than he says. That the Rambam, again, the Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin. The Kol Eshet, I'm sorry, that's the Mezuzah one. Here, a couple of parakim back. Then the Perek Dalet. Kedushas Tefillin, Kedusha Gedolah. He shekol zman shetefillin al rosho shel adam v'al zro'o. When a person is wearing tefillin, he is. That is mashpia on him. What we wear is mashpia. When we wear clothing, says the Chinuch, it's mashpia. So to tefillin, hu ana v'yari ve'eno nimshak v'schok u'besichu b'teila ve'eno mahar her b'machshavos ros ela mefana libo l'divrei ha'emes v'hatzedek. I turn my heart to divrei emes and tzedek. Lufichach, therefore, because life is about turning my heart to Divrei Emes v'Tzedek, Tzorach Adam Lishtadel Liosonolav Kalayom. I have to try to have my tefillin on as much as I can. Right, tefillin Kalayom, we spoke about that a long time ago. In a lum this year. What's that halach? Is that a daraisa? Is that a drabanan? But that's the effect of the tefillin, and that chinuch brings that as a mashal to the effect of the big tikkun as well. And then he says, because he's being the machapers, he has tefillin and big tikkun. And that's what the medrash of Majlach Lecha says, lo nitnu hamitzvos elo litzareif b'henas abrios. Mitzvos were given to purify us. That's the purpose of mitzvos. It's not to make our life hard, it's to make our life pure. V'chima ichbas leila kadosh baruch hu l'misha shochi min atzavar or misha shochi min ha'oref. Does it make a difference to Hashem about shchita? If you shech from here, you shech from there. Havelo nitnu amitzvos el letzarif emes abriyos. It's to purify us. That, now we get back to our discussion. That's the galus of Tadir. Tadir, yes, it's the consistency. But what's the importance of consistency? It affects the person. Maybe Mekudash sanctifies the chefza, but Tadir sanctifies the gavra. Right, that has tremendous significance. Maybe that's the machlokas achronim that we mentioned before, spread out over a year or an intense closer, you know, impact, you know, closer together. Right, both, we understand, both have certain validity and affect the person. Right, on the one hand, what I do spread out over the year has a greater effect than just doing something in 1 month out of the year. It's spread out every so often. But on the other hand, if I do something in an intense way, in a certain short time, that could have an impact on me. That could even be the relationship between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? It's a, it works together. It works together. The Talon Rabbi, Rabbi Twersky, mentions, this is quoted in the Sefer from Rav Salvechik on Pesach, Svir Omer and Shavuos. He quotes, the relationship of the formal periodic mitzvah, I'm sorry, There is a reciprocal mutually reinforcing relationship between the daily mitzvah of Zechira and the once-a-year mitzvah of Sipur. As Rabbi Twersky formulated it, the daily Zechira provides a substratum and a context which gives greater meaning to the annual performance of Sipur. On the other hand, the cursory mention that satisfies the halachic requirement for Zechira would become stale and hollow without the periodic infusion of the detailed and passionate narrative recorded on the night of the 15th of Nisan. So again, Zechira and Sipur play off each other, but each one of them is a different type of effect. And that's like the Machlokas Achronim about Barchi Nafshi and L'David, right? What has a greater impact? But again, it's all about the impact that it has. And again, that's the Tadir versus Mekudesh, why it even is able to stand up to Mekudesh. Karban Tamid is the symbol of all of this. Right, it's the basis of our avodah. It brackets the entire avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. It's the first carbon, it's the last carbon brought every day. It's two parts of one message. Maybe that's why I didn't mention before, but that's why the Rambam, Machlokas, Rambam, Ramban, the Rambam counts carbon tumid as one mitzvah. counts Kriyishma as one mitzvah, Karban Tamid as one mitzvah. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? There are two mitzvahs of Karban Tamid. There's the Karban Tamid Shal Shachar, Karban Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. You can't bring one at the time of the other. So that's why he has two mitzvahs. But the Ramban counts it as one. Why? Because maybe according to the Rambam, it's one message. It's the message that brackets our day. It's the message that brackets our Avodas Hashem. That's what Tadir, that's what Esakeves Achad, the Tamid is about. And that's what Agamar says here on this last daf of Shkalim. When we talk about a Masechta that one contributes to all the Karbanos for, the Karban Tamid is the Karban. And that's why the last daf here talks about Tadev Shina Tadir, Kol Tadir Chaver, Kodem Eschavero, Shabbos, the Musvi Shabbos go before the Musvi Rosh Chodesh. We should try to frame our lives and always have Tadir parts of our Avoda that help shape who we are. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, we'll pick up with Masechas Yumah.